According to the nonprofit environmental group Mountain True, and in their words, quote, recent sampling by the Broad River Keeper and Mountain True confirms that Duke Energy is continuing to pollute groundwater and surface water with toxic heavy metals at its coal-fired power plant near Cliffside, North Carolina. It was in the spring of 2016 that WNCW's Friday feature interview of the week spoke with Mountain True and Duke Energy about the coal ash concern at that time, which included public EPA meetings. Today, we've asked a representative again from both Mountain True and Duke Energy to both answer the same questions in response to this latest news. I'm Paul Foster as WNCW presents this important environmental and health edition of the Friday feature. Joining me first with corporate communications at Duke Energy, Danielle Peoples.
Good morning.
The Western North Carolina environmental advocate group Mountain True said in their latest press release, coal ash has resulted in the contamination of lakes, rivers, and drinking water. What can you tell us this morning?
Well, to start with, let me address some questions and some misinformation about water quality and surface waters. I understand personally how important the Broad River is to this community, and like many others, I've enjoyed paddling and camping and hiking on the Broad River. So making sure that the ash basins at Cliffside are closed properly and the continued safe operation of the plant is important to me, and it's important to Duke Energy. So other industrial sites like Cliffside all operate under a wastewater permit that outlines the limit to be in compliance with the Clean Water Act. And those permits are granted by the state of North Carolina. And state permit writers use an EPA-recommended analysis to determine the reasonable potential for exceeding water quality standards specific to each site. And then the appropriate limits are added and maintained in the permits. We will continue to operate our basins safely and operate within those permit limits, which are designed to protect water quality in the Broad River.
At Cliffside, the Broad River Keeper and Mountain True reported last month that results of what they say was an independent laboratory analysis of samples showed significant increases in the levels of toxic heavy metals. They say Duke isn't cleaning up the water. What is your response?
We're committed to safely closing ash basins in ways that protect people and the environment in our communities. More than a century now, Duke Energy has been electrifying our communities with reliable and affordable power, a lot of that generated by burning coal. And after combustion, the inorganic matter that remains from the burning of coal is coal ash. And less than 1% of ash contains trace elements. And I think it's really important for folks to understand that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has studied coal ash for decades and repeatedly determined that it does not warrant regulation as hazardous waste. So the company is committed to closing ash basins in a safe and responsible way and transitioning to cleaner fuel sources that don't generate ash. An ash basin closure work is underway at several sites in accordance with state and federal requirements, including the basins at Cliffside. Most of the ash basins in the nation will be safely closed by capping them in place. It's one of the options that they outline for safely closing ash basins.
What does the future look like as far as what you'll continue to do at Duke Energy?
Cliffside is a neat site that gives really a snapshot of progress and improvements in both coal ash management, clean power generation. Cliffside continues to provide reliable power to the region today. In 2012, we brought the new Unit 6 online with modern technology that significantly reduces air emissions. We are also pursuing a dual fuel option for the coal units at Cliffside. And once those plant modifications are completed, we would be able to produce electricity with either coal and or natural gas. Coal ash created from that new unit at the site is already managed in an on-site, fully lined landfill that's on plant property. Earlier this year, we completed excavating the ash from the original ash basin at the site and placing in that fully lined on-site landfill. Right now, we're doing some major projects at the site to reroute stormwater and industrial water flows across the site to prepare the remaining two basins for closure.
I know you had a final statement you wanted to make on the behalf of Duke Energy.
There continues to be no evidence that North Carolina ash basins are influencing neighbors' water supply wells. We support bringing peace of mind to neighbors by providing permanent water solutions for eligible well owners within a half mile of our coal ash basins as required by state law. We have a deadline of October of 2018 to offer eligible property owners connection to a water supply or installing a whole home water treatment system. The company has offered a Goodwill financial supplement, not required under state law. That would be a one-time financial supplement to help provide eligible property owners peace of mind as they transition to a different water source.
Daniel Peoples of Duke Energy, thank you. This is a part of the conversation this morning, representing the Western North Carolina Environmental Advocacy Group, Mountain True, is David Caldwell. David, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm working with Mountain True as the riverkeeper for the Broad River Watershed, and my group is the Broad River Alliance.
David, recently we have had press releases and news coming from Mountain True continuing to promote things in their information like coal ash has resulted in the contamination of lakes, rivers, and drinking water. Since the last time we talked here on WNCW, which goes back to like a year and a half now, what has happened in that time period according to what you've seen?
So about a year and a half ago, there were public input meetings in Cliffside and also at Isothermal College where our Department of Environmental Quality asked the question to the general public, how do you feel about ash basin closure? I went to the one in Cliffside, and that room was full. There were a lot of concerned citizens. Several people stated that their families and their neighbors' families couldn't drink the well water from their wells because of contamination from the ash ponds. These folks are still waiting to be hooked up to a clean water supply. And also, there is still a big debate, what is the safest closure procedure for the ash ponds in Cliffside. There are two remaining ash ponds that contain about 7.5 million tons of coal ash. Extensive testing has been done by both Duke Energy and Mountain True, which shows that the ash ponds in Cliffside are still polluting the Broad River and still polluting the groundwater near Cliffside. So what we're trying to do is convince Duke Power that excavation, full excavation, would be the safer and most effective way to decommission their ash ponds.
David, you were talking about recent testing, and I know that it was reported as of last month that results of an independent laboratory analysis of samples showed significant increases in the levels of toxic heavy metals when compared to the Cross River background samples. Tell us a little bit more about that particular study.
Well, I went with a couple of other riverkeepers to the river near the Cliffside facility, and we put in upstream from the power plant, about a mile upstream, and we took a groundwater sample at the edge of the river. So basically, this is groundwater that is moving through the soil at the river's edge toward the river. First sample we took was upstream and across the river, and then we took a couple more samples between the river and the ash basins that we're talking about. The lab results did show that the level of contaminants was much higher beside the ash ponds.
One of the most maybe important factors of all in this matter, actual options for closing down the ash ponds.
Duke Energy is required by law to close down these ash ponds or retire them. There are two options there. The first one is excavation, which means that the ash would be dug up and moved to a fully lined dry storage facility. Fortunately, Cliffside has already built a dry storage facility, and there is plenty of room for all of the ash at the Cliffside facility to be stored there. However, it looks like Duke Energy is leaning toward the second option, which is to cap in place. And basically, this means draining the water from the pond and putting a cap over the ash. So yesterday, I checked out Duke Energy's website on safe basin closure, and I'll quote this. In either scenario, water will be safely removed from each ash basin in a way that protects water quality in the nearby lake or river. The problem with this is that the bottom of the coal ash ponds in Cliffside are below the level of the river and below groundwater. So that ash will never dry out, and the water from the river will continue to move in and out of the coal ash. The toxins will continue to pollute the groundwater and Broad River. And Duke's own studies say that this will continue for at least 100 years. Why in the world would anyone want to leave that there?
David, in closing, tell us about an event that is planned for tomorrow.
Well, we're going to have a paddle protest this weekend, Saturday, and we're going to meet up in Cliffside, and we're going to float down in front of the Duke Energy plant and basically hold up a banner, something like Protect Our Water, Move Your Ash. If you want to know more about that, you can check out mountaintrue.org or Broad River Alliance Facebook page.
The Broad River Keeper, representing Mountain True, David Caldwell, thank you for your input.
Thank you, Paul.
Through news stories and interviews, WNCW will keep you updated on this subject matter. More at WNCW.org.